Well, Neil Adams, great to speak to you as a winning Norwich City manager. What does it feel like?
It's great to be answering questions as a winning Norwich City manager. But yeah, obviously delighted with today's performance and obviously result. We've seen many times a man sending off can actually go against you because then teams sit in and it's difficult. But I thought our application today was exactly what you need in facing the situation that we had.
Yeah, there will be those who will say, yeah, but you played against 10 men for 88 minutes, but you're saying it shouldn't be looked at that way.
And there'll be many, many games that you and I recall where someone gets sent off and the opposition team dig in and get a result. And that's the key thing then. And it happens so early in the game, you're thinking, well, are they going to shut up shop now and really frustrate us? And obviously they did. They went the 4-4-1 with Deeney up front, who is a great outlet for them. So they still had that threat because he can almost take care of a defence himself when he's on song. But what you're looking for and what we said to the players then is patience, possession, absolutely key. And very similar to last week, like I said last week, you know, people say we lost the game last week, which we did, but the possession, particularly in the second half at Wolves, was very similar to today. We just got the end product today, which was pleasing, and we scored three. We could have scored double that.
And the three goals were all very well taken.
They were fantastic. I mean, the two chips, I mean, top draw, top class finishes, and then Alex goes and drills one in at the near post. So three really high class goals, and we had many opportunities there, and we got in behind the Wolves back line time after time, and we could have had more goals. And if you want to be greedy, and you know, I'll never be satisfied with any performance really, and there's always something to take from it. That would be the one, you know. Could we have scored 4, 5, 6? Because we've created many, many chances to do so. And once the second goal went in, that was game over. Very comfortable, a really good performance. Yes, it was against 10 men, but like I say at the start, 10 men is not easy to break down unless you've got the quality to do it.
It's a result the whole place needed as well, isn't it?
Of course, yeah. We need the first win on the board as quickly as possible. And again, a heart back to last week. Had Martin stayed on the pitch, it's all ifs and buts, we know that. I was confident we would have gone on and won the game. Of course, you lose the game then, and the analysis and scrutiny is from the negative viewpoint, and rightly so, because it is about results. And yeah, you know, we need to come here, put on a show. We did that and more today, and it's out the way now. Like I say, you know, as we're disappointed with last week's result, if not the performance in its entirety. We're delighted with the performance and the result today. But it's on to Tuesday now against the Blackburn side, who are unbeaten themselves.
We saw Leroy Fair, last man on the pitch, applauding all four corners of the ground. Some will say that was him saying goodbye. Is that correct?
Well, I didn't see him doing it. I think, well, I'm glad he did. You know, the fans were fantastic for us today. I hope everybody went and thanked the supporters. And I'd like to do that now on your show. They were brilliant today, absolutely brilliant. And I wouldn't read too much into that, because certainly we're not going to be opening the door and letting him walk through it, because we want to keep our best players. And Leroy, of course, has just come back from the World Cups. But of course, when bids, if they come in, we'll deal with them. But yeah, we've got a game on Tuesday night, and if everyone's available, of course, we want them all ready for that.
One bit of transfer gossip: Chris Common's name is being linked, the Celtic player. I've commentated on him with you. I seem to think you quite liked him. Is he a player you're interested in?
No, I tell you what, and you know, I'd be honest with you. You know, sometimes you can't say anything, but I don't know where these names come from at times, because I tell you, it isn't me. I've not asked for that, and there's many others. But yeah, nothing in that. I can't help you with that, I'm afraid.
Worth a try asking now, and I suppose.
And like I say, you know, I would say, well, I wouldn't want to speak about, but you just surprised me with that one.
Name doing the rounds this morning, and I suppose Norwich fans on the way home, there'll be chips on the way home, won't it, after those first two goals today?
That's very, very good, very good. Yeah, I mean, they were top class finishes, I've got to say that. I mean, Bradley's won, he's seen the keeper, he's put it right where it needs to go. Lewis, the same again, delighted for him, scored his goal, he's looked lively, he's looked sharp all pre-season. And that again is a top draw finish, as indeed was Alex's. You know, we've had three quality goals today. Could have scored more, but hopefully we can continue in that vein.